This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 21st of February 2021. And today we delve into amateur radio history, looking at more than one period in more than a century of amateur radio in Australia. There's also news and commentary on what's happening now in amateur radio, including what Roy has to offer in Helpline. The team this week is Roy VK6XV, Mike VK6KMS, Jeff VK6JEF. I'm Bob VK6POP, the News West producer, and you're listening to News West, which is available on air, online, and on demand. A visit to our website, vk6.net, will reveal to you the many ways that you can hear News West. I'm not sure if I should be cheesed or pleased. In this week's goings-on between Facebook, the government and the media, news sites have been banished from Facebook. So I rushed over to the News West Facebook page to see what our fate was, and there we are, unscathed. So I should be pleased, right? I guess I should, because we're still there. On the other hand, should I be cheesed off because they don't consider News West a news source? So after having a laugh at myself, I thought about it. The truth is that we rarely post actual news on our News West VK6ARN Facebook page. We use it almost exclusively to announce our weekly news broadcasts. I reckon we can carry on as usual without fear of Mark Zuckerberg's sword and let the battle rage in other places.
This history item is from a column in the Daily Mail, Brisbane, Saturday, 21st of October, 1922. The column is called Amateur Radio. The first two-thirds of this rather long-winded item talks about how radio can bring entertainment and information to everyone, and not just be the realm of radio amateurs. We pick up further down the page. An amateur is literally a lover, and those who ardently experiment in this science at their own cost and for the sheer love of probing its store of marvel and surprise are always likely to hit upon improvements. Many of its advances have been made possible by the researches of non-professional zealots. Thousands of radio operators for war work were recruited from the army of amateurs, and some notable refinements in the well-known regenerative vacuum tube circuits and in the latest sets for aeroplane use were discovered by those to whom radio has been merely an engrossing hobby. The notable contributions to wireless progress from non-profession sources should ensure for such experimenters as much freedom as is consistent with national safety. Yet, in Australia, wartime wireless restrictions have been lifted very tardily from the enthusiastic shoulders of the amateur. It is right that wireless operations should be reasonably controlled by the government, but that control could affect needed national safeguards by nothing more irritating than the licensing of amateur distributing stations and the fixing of a fair limit for the length of their electromagnetic waves. The amateur has one advantage over the professional scientist in that his comparative ignorance often leaves him undaunted in face of problems that are expertly deemed insurmountable. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, and sometimes their very foolishness leads them to a rare victory. The other day, some amateurs who were no fools but lacked professional caution conceived the idea of spanning the Atlantic Ocean with the short electromagnetic waves legally permitted to them. Their transmitting plant in America only had 50 watts of electrical energy, equal merely to the power of the average electric light, and many wireless officials were openly scornful of that trivial outfit's ability to crackle any message across 3,600 miles of ocean. But, like Columbus, before the deriding pundits of his day, the amateurs went ahead with their trials and actually succeeded in their aims. This has been rightly hailed as a marvellous feat of signalling, which is not likely to be lost upon scientists and engineers in all parts of the world. The radio amateur has certainly proved his right to generous treatment at the hands of the government.
Now, folks, please don't go to sleep on the ACMA's consultation on amateur radio licensing. Be sure that you have your say. For a start, check out what our national organisations are saying. You can see the Radio Amateur Society of Australia's early summaries and remarks on their website, vkradioamateurs.org. The Wireless Institute of Australia has yet to publish any official position, and I believe they may be conducting an online poll of members at some time, and also publishing some sort of position. The worst thing we can do about this is to become passive and do nothing, because the ACMA's preferred option for amateurs is a non-assigned class licence, and no doubt this will attract some people because there's a chance that licence fees may reduce or disappear altogether. And if saving $50 is so important to you that you're happy to accept that, well, go for it, but don't go complaining later on. However, and there's always a however, the ACMA's class licence proposal includes no protection from interference. This could mean that even if our bands aren't invaded by pirates or stomped on by intermods and so forth from adjacent services, those among us who own amplifiers capable of 400 watts and more may as well simply turn up the wick and let it rip. Because who's going to stop it? Apart from the complete absence of permanent ACMA staff here in Western Australia, the regulator probably won't give a continental what happens. Actually, they don't give a continental about amateur radio now, but under the present arrangements, they're obliged to at least look like they do. So, folks, the real threat to amateur radio was never the demise of CW. It was never the introduction of valves being replaced by solid-state devices. It was never the introduction of foundation licences. It was never the development of FT8 or any of the other many ills bemoaned by the doomsayers for the last 100 years. And finally, I don't give a toss whether you're pro or anti Wireless Institute of Australia, or whether you're pro or anti the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, or indifferent to either of them. We need amateur radio to present a united front to the ACMA, and I urge you to participate in whichever process either or both of those institutes offer. I know that RASA have approached the Wireless Institute several times on this and other important issues, and the Wireless Institute has stubbornly declined to engage with RASA on issues that are important to amateur radio. This personality-based rubbish needs to stop. If you enjoy your hobby and the regulatory protection afforded us, the least you can do is to take an active interest in what's going on and have a go at retaining our privileges and our protections. You can do this by looking at all the options proposed, deciding what is best for the hobby, then voice your opinion, either directly to the ACMA, or to the Wireless Institute of Australia, or to the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, or all three. Just do it.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
From AR Magazine, February 1951, a reminder that WI News broadcasts from VK6 WI, Sundays 0930 hours, WAST, on 7196 kilocycles, no frequency checks available, and on the Committee for Western Australia, the President, Mr. Hugo, VK6KW, the Secretary, Mr. Coxon, VK6AG, the meeting place, Padbury House, on the corner of St. George's Terrace and King Street. Meeting night is the third Tuesday of each month. The Divisional Sub-Editor, Mr. A. Smith, VK6AS.
From the West Australian, Saturday, 10th of February, 1951, comes this great article entitled One Way to Stop War. New York, February 9th. Two amateur wireless operators discussing girls in the United States held up the Allied shelling of Seoul, 5,000 miles away, reports the New York Times in a dispatch from its Korean correspondent, George Barrett. According to Mr. Barrett, an American task force commander was using his field radio to direct a tank advance when, at this very crucial point, a ham radio operator in Seattle, on the same frequency, made contact with a friend in Portland. The shelling of Seoul was held up for almost 10 minutes, while the Seattle amateur talked about his date for the movies in the evening and some basketball scores, and there was some highly sensible swearing going on in a tight little cluster of task force officers. He finally signed off, and the war got underway again.
This is VK6RIB, the Ham College Perth Information Beacon.
Well, I guess that's something that everyone hasn't heard in quite a while. And with that, I bring some great news. Ham College is putting the VK6RIB Information Beacon back into service. The content will be put together in a similar format as it previously was. With the WIA News and the News West broadcast being a staple, it'll also include the RAOTC News broadcast also. So we are looking for content to fill the void. Club information, club events, and club meeting information is more than welcome. You can contact the content manager at vk6rib@hamcollege.org.au. I repeat, Victor Kilo 6 Romeo Indigo Bravo at Hotel Alpha Mike Charlie Oscar Lima Lima Echo Golf Echo dot Oscar Romeo Golf dot Alpha Uniform. This is VK6 Charlie Foxtrot for the VK6RIB Ham College Information Beacon.
This is VK6ARN and you're listening to News West.
Having just recently been talking about the importance of first aid and the procedures to the candidates doing their foundation class at Ham College and learning the doctor's ABCD, I came across an article in the Amateur Radio editorial February 1951, which puts a different slant on doctor's ABCD. The letter A, always, B, be, C, careful, D, don't forget to short-circuit high-voltage filters, U, may have an open or no-bleeder resistor, E, every time you make an adjustment to your equipment, see that it is dead, or you may be, F, forgetfulness does not pay, fuses do. Moving on quickly down to M, must you test the voltage of a rig with your body? Voltmeters are so much cheaper. N, never let your mind wander from what you're doing when you are adjusting the transmitter. Oh, how many times have you said this because of your carelessness? P, proud flesh. An early demise by electrocution is nothing to be proud of. U, the letter U, you only live once. V, which means you're vulnerable. And finally, X, exit. Will your thoughtlessness accelerate yours?
Relative to comments I made earlier about the WIA failing to engage with the whole amateur radio sector, I take this from a page of Russ's website. The page is headed, What About Some Cooperation? And the item, dated the 28th of January this year, proceeds. We have been contacted by many amateurs calling for cooperation between RASA and the WIA over the call sign numeric issue. We also notice that the topic of RASA-WIA cooperation is front and centre on social media. Well, we couldn't agree more. We've reached out to the Wireless Institute on the call sign issue twice now with no response. As we have said many times, call sign numerals are an issue that impacts every single amateur. Of all the issues confronting VK amateur radio in 2021, this one should be above politics, but it seems that the WIA board has to take a contrary position to RASA on every issue, to the detriment of all amateurs in this case, including their own members. We suggest that the board listen to their members who, at the last AGM, called for cooperation with RASA. RASA is ready to cooperate with the Wireless Institute of Australia for the good of the hobby. The WIA needs to reciprocate. Let's put the politics aside, otherwise we'll all suffer. And that ends the item. It's a simple message. And of course, the same can be said about this current thing with the ACMA licensing consultation. Now, your Wireless Institute of Australia, that's if you're a member, is failing you by not engaging with the whole sector. And the ACMA has previously made it clear that it wants to see a united front from amateur radio societies, but one side is playing petulant games, and we folks will be the losers. The ACMA will get what it wants because our Wireless Institute appears to be dysfunctional.
From the Sun, Sydney, Thursday 22nd of January 1920, in a column headed Amateur Radio, AABS Sparks. I was pleased to see by the Sun on the 9th of January 1920 that someone has at last awakened to the neglected state of our radio communication. The great possibilities offered by this wonderful invention appear to have been overlooked by the government of this country, to whom the great aid given by wireless during the war should have shown much of its possibilities. Most people would, no doubt, be greatly surprised to learn that a wireless message sent from Carnarvon Station in Wales takes 1/15th of a second to reach Sydney, which is in great contrast to the 4-hour record offered by cable. Another great point of grievance is the lack of interest shown by the government in amateur wireless. In the United States of America, amateurs are given every encouragement, and radio clubs and radio relay leagues, by which many amateurs can communicate with brother enthusiasts in all parts of America, are to be found in the principal towns in the States. Out here in Australia, hardly two amateurs seem to be known to the other. There is one club in Sydney. Beyond that, there is no other of which I have any knowledge. While our amateurs have to use old crystal-type detectors and instruments, our American cousins use the latest types of valve receivers, by which they can hear the stations in Europe at work. As an amateur myself, I naturally feel being so far behind the times very greatly. The ban on amateur work has only just been lifted in this country, while in America it was lifted in April last year. This shows to be a great extent the lack of interest displayed. I am not sure whether it is correct or not, but I have heard that it was stated in Parliament that the amateurs greatly interfered with the sending of government messages. This seems to be in great contradiction to what Signor Marconi wrote in the March issue 1919 of The Wireless World, when he said, "I consider that the existence of a body of independent and often enthusiastic amateurs constitutes a valuable asset towards the further development of wireless telegraphy." According to an article by Mr. E. T. Fisk of the Amalgamated Wireless Co. Sydney, the Marconi Co. is willing to erect a station powerful enough to communicate with England on a being given permission by the government to do so. This offer seems to have been neglected by those who should be working for the betterment of this country.
If it's not amateur radio, it's not amateur radio news. News West is dedicated to amateur radio for amateur radio operators. This is VK6 ARN, and I'm Bob VK6 POP.
Amateur radio clubs play an important role in maintaining and growing the hobby. It's in clubs that newcomers learn how to kickstart their hobby, where amateurs get together to share information, build stuff, and participate in activities. People outside of clubs, especially newcomers to the hobby, are looking for ways to meet other amateurs and to learn more. The News West cycle of weekly themes includes a Club Focus episode, where the program is handed over to clubs to promote, educate, and include the amateur community. There's a couple of reasons for this. Your club benefits from promoting its existence and what it does. Other clubs and individuals benefit from hearing about your activities and your sharing of what's been going on. So, the team here at News West are prepared to hand over 100% of the program time, that's the full 30 minutes, to clubs in Club Focus Edition. All you, the clubs, need to do is feed News West with audio recordings and text, and we'll glue the lot together. You give us 30 minutes worth, and that's what goes on to air. You give us 5 minutes worth, and we'll fill it up with something else. So, grab hold of the opportunity. For Club Focus next weekend, please send your items to us by noon Friday. Send it as an email attachments to newswest@vk6.net.
From the Southern Electronics Group on the 1st of June 1979 to the Honourable Minister for Post and Telecommunications. Dear Sir, the above association wishes to draw your attention to an action of your department which apparently imposes an intolerable restriction on licensed amateur radio operators. Amateur radio station licenses issued recently are endorsed with a list of frequencies on which the operator is licensed to listen. The only clear conclusion we can draw from this action is that amateur radio operators may only listen on the frequencies on which they are licensed to transmit. This action of the department raises some interesting questions. Is it really intended to restrict the frequencies on which licensed amateur operators may listen? If not, why list frequencies on which they are licensed to listen? 2. If, as appears, amateur operators are not permitted to listen on frequencies other than those on which they are licensed to transmit, does this restriction apply equally to all Australian citizens, regardless of whether they have an amateur station licence? 3. If it does not apply to other persons, why discriminate against amateur operators, who would appear to have lost some of the rights of an ordinary citizen? 4. If the restriction applies to every Australian citizen, why does your department tolerate the operation of the ABC regional shortwave stations, since it is patently illegal for Australian citizens to listen to them? Presumably, the same restriction would apply to all stations on shortwave bands, including Radio Australia, the BBC, and Voice of America. There are other serious anomalies as well. 1. Amateurs use certain standard stations to check time and frequencies and calibrate equipment. Examples are WWV, WWVH on 2.5, 5, 10, 15 and 20 MHz, and also VNG, which is run by your department, on 4.5, 7.5 and 12 MHz. Listening restrictions would make it illegal for amateurs to check their timekeeping equipment, and also their transmitting, receiving, and frequency measuring equipment. Surely an absurd situation. 2. The application of this restrictions makes it impossible for amateurs to use weather satellites and other services provided by various bodies. If there was no intention to restrict the frequencies on which amateur operators may listen, we suggest that the offending clauses should be removed from licences. If there was an intention to impose restrictions on amateur listening, we suggest that it is an infringement on the rights of Australian citizens to be denied a right which is granted in every country of the world, including those behind the Iron Curtain, and we request that the restriction to be removed. Yours faithfully, President VK6XY.
Good morning once again, this is Roy VK6XY Victor with this week's helpline for the 21st of February 2021, and today I have the following. Looking for help please. We're looking for a linear amplifier capable of 1 kilowatt CW for testing balance and antennas, if you have such a thing. So similar to the Yaesu Fox Lima 2100, FL 2100 Bravo, or whatever you may have that is capable of around about a kilowatt for testing purposes, for testing balance and antennas. If you can help, please call me on 0427 000995, at 0427 000995, or email Victor Kilo 6xray Victor at bigpond.com. It's not exactly for me, but I'm doing this on behalf of someone else. If you can help, please, a HF amplifier capable of 1 kilowatt CW. Thank you. And I have today for sale a lot of aluminium stock for building antennas, aluminium square tubing, and also round tubing for elements, etc. And quite a lot there, no longer needed, by Andy, VK6 Oscar X-Ray. If you're interested, please contact Andy on 0448 028 414. Again, that's Andy, VK6 Oscar X-Ray. The year of the ox this year, so we'll give him a call, 0448 028 414. And that's all the new items I have for you this week. But Gusty did have a Kenwood TS950 Sierra Delta X-ray last week with built-in power supply in mint condition and in the original box, asking 1800 $1,000 firm. $100 would be nice, but $1,800 firm. Contact Gus on his email, victorkilo6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com, vk6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com, or phone 0407 030 5902, 0407 030 5902. And the next item I have for you comes from Ron, VK6 Alfa Romeo Echo. From last week, we have an ICOM India Charlie 718 HF transceiver. Still, it's in good condition, and asking price is between $300 and $400 for that. And if you're interested in that, please contact Ron. It's an ICOM IC718. Ron also has a multitude of other items, including a switch mode power supply, capacitors, resistors, old tubes, 807s, 813s, etc., VHF and UHF tubes also, ceramic bases, double-sided circuit board, variable capacitors, three frequency counters, and a multitude of other items. If you're interested in those, please contact Ron. Give Ron a call and see what else he has. And he may be contacted on 0477 662 817, 0477 662 817, or email to Ron and Marie, figure2@bigpond.com. I spell Romeo Oscar November Alpha November Delta Mike Alpha Romeo India Echo, figure2@bigpond.com. And that says from Ron, thank you, says Ron, VK6 Alpha Romeo Echo. And that is all that I have for you this week. If you have anything for next week, please contact me. Email to VictorKilo6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. I can even say that almost. VictorKilo6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. 7-3, until we meet again. Cheers.
Thanks for listening. Shortly, after the end of the on-air broadcast, there'll be someone standing by to take callbacks, so please do hang around and say good day and be counted. Thanks to the studio and broadcast teams, and to casual contributors. And the more casual contributors we get, the better we like it. Don't forget that next week is Club Focus time, and we'd like another bumper crop of club contributions. And you can send your contributions for Club Focus, or for any other reason, to newswest@vk6.net. But anyway, that's your lot. Here come the callbacks, then you're free to get on air and make some noise.